We continue in the Ramah where the Simon Tez Zayin is in the Gra. Kezayis Cholov Shenofal Lamayim. A Kezayis Cholov falls into water, V'nizbato B'samach, and it's nullified in 60. V'achar Kach Nofal Menamayim L'Kedei Risho Basar. And then that water falls into a fleshig pot. Mutter. It's still permitted, even though afal pi she'ein b'basar samach neged acholav, even though there's 60 times the cholav, obviously, from the milk, but the basar doesn't have 60 times the cholav. So we don't say that the basar and the milk combine to make basar b'cholav, but we say the milk is a non-entity since it was previously batal in the water. And this is not a case of chazer v'nir, but now that you have flesh, it takes the milk out of the water and revives it and makes basar b'cholav. Sharein is batal b'mayim. It already was batal in the water. V'chol ki yoytze b'zeh, in any similar case. The Shach brings a Ramon in Taras Chatas that deals with, are you allowed to l'chatchila now take this water that had bittel dika milk in it and mix it with the basar? So the Taras Chatas says, afilu l'chatchila mutar l'itein mayim l'kedeira shel basar, since it was already nizbatel. Ask the Shach, isn't this pshita? Once it's bottle, it's bottle. So he says, in Hilchos Kilayim, we learn in Simon Reish Tzadik Tes, Simon Kotlev, that heter beheter is bottle. That by heter b'heter, I'm sorry, there's no bittel. You have flax and you have wool. I'm sorry, you have linen and you have wool, and you put them together, so it's heter b'heter. So there is no bittel. So you would think that water and milk, there is no bittel. Kamash malon, that there is bittel of milk and water. Frekter b'kiveger. What's going on here? There is bittel by kilayim in a case similar to the milk and the water. Let's say you take some wool and mix it with canvas, and there's roiv canvas, so the wool becomes bottle to the canvas. Then one can take the canvas garment and sew it together with a linen garment, and it's not klaim because the wool is batel in the flat, in the canvas, and it's really considered a canvas garment mixing with the linen garment. So to here, it's considered water is mixing with flesh and not milk with flesh. So this is similar to Kilayim. So again, what is the Chiddush? Answers Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There's a Chiddush according to the Riv. Because the Riv says that since you can use this water with milchigs, there might be an Isser to use it with fleshigs, similar to Eimavatlanis of the Chatchila that we've been learning all along. That if you could find a heterdika way to use the bittled item, why find an iserdika way to use it? Kamash Malon, that once it's bottle, there's no Isser here to say Eimavatlan Isser of the Chatchila. Simen Tzadik Tes Seif Zayin. Im Nivla Isser Muat. L'toich kli basar, if you have a small amount of iser in a fleshik pot, im dakar shalaisa kli shtamish by b'shefa, let's say it's a large cooking pot, and you generally use it with a large amount of water to make soup, b'shefa heter, mutar l'shtamish by l'chatchila. You may use this pot to cook soup. Why? Kiven, since when you cook up the soup, she'iser mu'at, the iser in the walls, the iser nevela that's in the walls of the pot, when it goes out into the soup, will be batal. V'efshar lo b'lidei nesinas tam, there'll never be a case, since a large cooking pot is always used for large soups, there'll be never a case where you'll come to a problem of a ratio of less than 1 to 60. One may use such a pot and it's not called mevatel l'chatchila, plus we're not worried that it will come l'idei nesinas tam. L'fikach iser mashu shenivla b'kedera. Therefore, if you have something that's an iser mashu, for instance, chametz on Pesach, we'll see. Or let's say, like Orla, Nisr Hano, Shenivla Bekideira, that's in a pot. Oy betarkan kanim, or in a barrel. Ukiyaitza bohem, or something similar to that. Large utensils. Mutalish damish boy lechatchila. One can use a lechatchila with heter. Vafilu beben yoima. Even if the iser is ben yoima, that the time has not yet become corrupted. Because it's a large cooking utensil. Used to be used in a large arena, it'll never come to an iser problem of time. If it was the tray fell on a plate, something like that, which only has a circumscribed amount of heter that can fit into it. Also, lishtamish afilu b'shefa. One may not fill this kaira up to the top, in which you would have a bittel ratio, gzeira, let's say, gzeira, the chum were scared, shemi yishtamish baba davar mu'ad. Since the kaira can also be used for a small amount, someone might make a mistake. V'yavuli de nesinas tam. One might come to a nesinas tam. This din of a keli that's darkly shtamish b'shefa is really discussed in Kuf Kav Beis. And there, this din is brought as the Rash of his din from Taurus Habayis. And the Shach and the Taz argue on this din. They say that why is this not mevatel es l'chatchila? They can't get their minds around the fact that this is not mevatel es l'chatchila, since this is iser, and you're finding a way to use the iser, you're not getting rid of it. It's not like kashering, the acharonim say. We're kashering, you're trying to get rid of the iser out of the walls of the heter. But here you're trying to put the iser into heter and use it as such. The nafkamina would be, what if you would like to kasher and then drink the kashering water? We know in Simen Tuf Nun Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should right away wash out any item you kashered with cold water. But it doesn't say whether you can spill out the hot water and drink it. It would sound like that the Achroinim, the Shach and the Taz that argue, say that this would be a problem. You're being mechaven to be nena. However, if you throw out the kashering water, then again it would not be similar cooking the iser into soup, since you're not being nana from the bittel, you're throwing out the water. However, the Rajba holds that since it won't come the day nesinas tam, there's no bittel iser. This dovetails on another din in the Rajba. There's a Mishnah in Trumas, Perek Yud Aleph, there's a set of Mishnayos that talk about if you have a keli with iser and you pour out the iser and there's a minuscule amount on the bottom of the keli, are you allowed to pour heter now in this keli? So the din of the Mishnah is, in many cases, whether it's with liquids or dust or solids, that since it's a minuscule amount, this is kederach hamenakim, and you do a cleaning, not a haphazard cleaning, you do a regular cleaning, which is normal, even when you have heter left over in the room or in the keli or on the floor. That suffices even if there is iser residue in the keli. So the Rambam learns that this din in the Mishnayis and Truma is Truma Mishum Truma Hikilu. Since we are very machmer in the bittel of Truma, to be mechayiv you to have 100 times the ratio, we give you a kula that you don't have to scrub extra hard to get out every last bit from the keli. But the Rajba learns that this is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, Kederach HaMenakim. And possibly this, I'm sorry, not possibly, the Rajba himself in the Tshuva, Reish Kav Beis, in Chelek Aleph of Tshuvas, says very clearly that this is not Mevatel Israel Chatchila, since when you refill the Keli, Lo Yavo Lidei Nesinas Tam, it's kind of the same din.